Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
On today's edition of Calling Farmers, farmers in Richmond Gap encouraged to get involved in agro-processing. Stay with us to find out more and later our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjuey James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
For the 2017-18 financial year, the legal aid clinics and council completed 2,117 matters in parish courts, ended 430 gun matters, and completed 550 circuit matters. The legal aid council, ensuring access to justice for all.
Minister without portfolio, the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, J.C. Hutchinson, is calling on farmers in the Richmond Gap community of St. Thomas to get involved in agro-processing. Mr. Hutchinson says this will help to reduce the high level of spoilage of fruits in the parish.
I am challenging you, through your organization, you establish a HACCP certified plant whereby you can provide juice from the mango and all the other fruits and vegetables that you have here.
Mr. Hutchinson is encouraging the Richmond Gap Production and Marketing Organization to sell the juices from the processing facility to schools in the area as a replacement for bank juice and partner with the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, to set up demonstration plots at primary schools where crops produced from these plots can be used as part of the institution's breakfast programs.
RADA will show you the new techniques in growing crops within your area.
RADA Parish Manager Bavine Martin Dickinson says some 285 hectares of crops, including mango, ackee, apple, Irish potato, gungu, banana, plantain, escallion, carrot, and coffee, are produced in the Cedar Valley Extension area, of which Richmond Gap is a part.
We'll offer opportunities and we'll show you the way that you can go in terms of developing cottage industries and to change your lives in not only producing fresh products, but also moving to the agro-process line so we can sell on our local market and also export if it is necessary to do so to boost the economy of St. Thomas.
And now for our Jamaican saying of the day, Ifanaso, Aniliso. Translation, if it is not like that, then it is nearly that. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
It's time to lose weight, get fit, and win big. The National Health Fund Work It Out Challenge is back with Camilla McDonald. Form a team of five individuals and work together to meet your health goals. The more you participate, the better the results. Plus, over $2 million in prizes and giveaways. Remember, team members must have a BMI of 28 or more to qualify. Join the NHF Work It Out Challenge. Enter online at nhf.org.jm by September 4, 2018. The Work It Out Challenge is in support of Jamaica Moves.
Do you know someone who died without making a will? Did that person leave assets and children under 18 years old? If so, report the death to the Administrator General's Department, which is responsible for protecting the interests of minors, beneficiaries, and creditors. In making the report, you must submit a form of particulars, an original death certificate, beneficiaries' birth certificates, and proof of assets. You can visit the Administrator General's Department in Kingston at 12 Ocean Boulevard or Montego Bay at 42B Union Street. Visit our website at agd.gov.jm. Our numbers are 922-18303. That's the Administrator General's Department, securing your legacy.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, there is often some truth in stories you hear on the grapevine. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. Connect with us and send your questions or comments to JIS News on Twitter, JIS Voice on Instagram, and interact with us on Facebook at Jamaica Information Service. I'm Anjuey James Sawyers with Student Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.